Yes, indeed. Budget 2023 coverage continuing here on Radio Kerry. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke to the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, about Budget 2023. 11 billion euro in total, several billion of that in once-off cost of living measures to help people get through the winter. We started by talking about the education portfolio and the decision and the idea of providing free books for primary school children.
Indeed, you know, this is a very innovative and groundbreaking, I suppose, budget in terms of education. It is a landmark moment that we've announced that there will be free books available to primary school children going forward. It's important to say as well that this is a permanent measure, this is not a once-off measure. It will in fact be at a cost of over 50 million euro, but it will ensure that no parent at primary school level will have to worry about the provision of books, and most importantly that no child will be limited because of the absence and availability of books. So I think this is a really positive and progressive move. I'm very pleased to have been able to negotiate this with Minister Michael McGrath. There have been very long and protracted engagements over a whole variety of issues within the budget, but I really do want to acknowledge, you know, Michael McGrath's sharing of my vision in terms of access to the free school books.
And from that perspective, you've also announced other things in relation to smaller classes in primary schools, special education, increasing the funding there as well. How much of what you wanted did you get in this budget, given it is a high spending budget, but at the same time, there are so many other competing priorities for the budget, for the government to deal with?
For sure, that is the nature of the budget, but you know, you're correct. For example, for the first time in the history of the state, the pupil-teacher ratio will be at an historic 23 to 1. That's the lowest pupil-teacher ratio that we've ever had. And it's also unique that in every one of the budgets that I have presided over, the last three budgets, I have ensured that by one point the pupil-teacher ratio would decrease. So that's very significant. Equally so, we've seen significant increases, you have said, in special education. We have the funding for the summer provision program. We have an increased number of staff and special education teachers being made available, more than 686 of them, bringing it to 15,000. 1,200 SNAs bring it to the record high of 20,400. But of course, one has, you know, a comprehensive wish list when one goes into discussions. I'm very pleased that we have done well. I think it is recognised that we have over, you know, 9.6 billion investment in education in this budget. I think that's positive. You know, obviously, there is so much you would like to do, but I think we've had successful negotiations.
Minister, in a wider scheme of the budget, a number of different issues. The vacant home tax is something that will probably affect a lot of people maybe from Kerry or who have homes in Kerry or people from outside Kerry who have homes here. That being done to try and tackle the problem of 166,000 vacant properties all over the country at a time when homelessness is increasing at a rate of almost 10% per annum and young people being prevented from getting on the housing ladder. Will this work, and will it be workable under the self-assessment scheme that has been announced?
Well, I think, you know, a comprehensive view has been taken at, I suppose, all the opportunities to maximise availability of accommodations. And just even on, you know, vacant properties, derelict properties, there's significant supports being given also to people. Tens of thousands have been made available specifically to people who might have properties that might need, you know, reconfiguration, reimagination. Work's been done to bring it up to an appropriate standard of living. So, you know, for those who own properties of that nature, this is an opportune time to avail of those grants and I suppose, really make their properties habitable again. But I do think that in the round, we do need to look at every possible opportunity to maximise availability of accommodation. That, of course, will support also many of the other initiatives that are outlined in Housing for All, whether it's, you know, the provision of social housing. And I want to acknowledge the work of Kerry County Council here. We're seeing significant growth in terms of social houses being made available in the county. It's a record that stands very admirably against the records of others across the country. It's very, very impressive what's been achieved by the local authority. We're also looking at, you know, various other initiatives in terms of towns and villages as well. So a comprehensive view has been taken to give the maximum opportunity to make available the maximum amount of property for those who are in need of homes.
With that in mind, though, how do you work that into the scenario where you just put a 10% levy on concrete products? The CIF saying it's going to add maybe 1,500, maybe 3,000 in some cases to the cost of people building new homes.
Well, I think there's a general acceptance that, you know, that's there directly, I suppose, of the as a consequence of the issues that have emerged in terms of MICA. You know, it is important that the government would put a scheme in place to support families who have been negatively impacted, obviously, and significantly impacted because of the MICA question. But I think it's right and it's proper that the industry itself would have a role to play in ensuring that the resources are made available.
It was signalled in advance of this, so this isn't a shock that it was going to happen, but is now the right time to do it at the acute moment we're at with all the increased costs that builders, small and medium builders, have had to deal with in terms of trying to build a house and make it profitable at the moment, at a time when people are crying out for houses? Was now the time to do it?
Well, I think the market, I mean, there is a very significant market out there in terms of building, and we know that. I think any time would be a challenging time to do it, but it's an acknowledgement that there must be an ownership here, there must be a shared ownership and a shared responsibility in addressing an issue that has so negatively impacted so many people across the country. And, shared responsibility is important here, and that's what's being sought to achieve. And I think in that respect, I think in the wider context, people will see it for what it is.
Okay, and on the social welfare front, €12 increase in core social welfare. There are, of course, a number of once-off benefits to try and help with the problems of this winter, but what's your response to the accusation that you're looking after the better off financially? €15 a week effectively for those who, because of the changes in income tax and the bans there, for those who are over 100,000, 130,000, around €836 better off them, and €12 just for social welfare. That doesn't seem fair, does it?
Well, again, I think you need to see that in its context. And I do think as well that once you look at the independent analysis of the figures, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has been very clear that this is a targeted, measured budget, and that those who are most in need of support are those who are receiving the most support. And that's the analysis now of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. In terms of the €12 increase in weekly welfare payments, I think it's important to balance that out in terms of all of the other payments that are being made available, whether it's, you know, the fuel allowance and the €400 lump sum, the working family payment, the €500 lump sum as well. And that's, as I say, in addition to the weekly welfare schemes being doubled. So there's a variety of schemes being made available and sources of revenue being made available to people, and right and proper, so that we're talking far in excess of just the singular payment of the €12 increase in welfare payments and state pension.
But in terms of inflation, people will maybe at best, at the very best, be at a status quo, in some cases worse off, is what people are saying.
Well, and again, I don't think that's correct. The analysis, again, if you see the analysis from independent economists, where they have looked at, you know, different family scenarios, one parent with two children, a family with four children, or an older person, and very significantly they're pointing to the different, I suppose, uplift that's given at various points. For some people it can be, for example, if you look at the issue of the state pension, we're talking about over the 52 weeks, we're talking in around €600, and you're adding to that fuel allowance and everything else. So you're going over, thousands of euro there in terms of what people will be eligible for. I suppose it's important to say as well that quite shrewdly, the ministers have made the point of holding a reserve as well, so that, you know,
if things get worse in January, you may have to intervene again.
We live in a state of flux, and so that there is a reserve there, and that can be looked at again. But equally so, I think it's important to say that this has been a shrewd and measured budget in terms of, the measures we have brought in are a consequence of our surplus, not a consequence of borrowing. And if you look at other countries, particularly if you look to the UK, a very different approach, and you can see the impact that that's having on their credit status. So I think the observations from independent observations and analysis from, economic experts are saying that this is a measured and targeted budget.
Okay. Tourism, hospitality, vitally important to this county. What do you say to those small and medium businesses in this area that are going to face an increase in the VAT of 13.5% or to 13.5% from the 1st of March, doing away with the 9% VAT rate?
Well, just to be clear, it is a hugely important industry and hugely important to our county and indeed across the country, but most notably in Kerry. And I would point to the fact that that has been acknowledged, for example, in terms of the Temporary Business Energy Support Scheme, where businesses will be eligible up to €10,000 a month. Equally so in terms of the 9% of that, actually the budget has confirmed that it will be extended until February of this year.
But that's no good for next season.
And I was just going to say, it, and it will be reviewed at that point. Many of the measures that are in place here are in place until February and have the potential to be reviewed at that point. And I think, you know, there will
be... It does seem, though, Minister, sorry to interrupt, but it does seem that Minister Pascal Donoghue has set his face very much against this, feeling that some hotels were profiteering in the summer, not happy, very angry at a meeting of industry representatives a couple of weeks ago, by all accounts. So it's unlikely that it will be extended. It's gone, effectively, is what the message we're being told. And what do you say to businesses who feel they need, they feel it's the worst time possible to get rid of it?
Well, I don't think that's accurate. I think the budget confirms that it is in place until February, and it will be subject to review. Similar to many of the other supports that are there, will be subject to review in February. And we have seen in the past where measures in place have been extended past their...
Will you be pushing for it to be extended in February?
Well, I have to give you a personal opinion here and say yes, I'm supportive of any measures that will support business, in this instance the hospitality industry. We know how important it is to so many counties. We know the employment that it provides. We know the stability it provides from an economic point of view. And certainly it would be my personal view that it would be extended.
Okay, final point, and a number of opposition parties have been critical of your decision to go with energy credits because they're not as targeted as they would like, but also that you're not going with a price cap on electricity bills. What's your resistance to that, and why didn't you go down that road to provide certainty for people through the winter?
Well, there is certainty in terms of the monies that are being made available to people from an energy point of view. I've just, for example, made clear in terms of, you know, what's been available to businesses. Equally so, we're talking about the €600 energy credit that's been made available to families, and there's certainty with that. In terms of the price cap, I think there's a very strong view that in itself would provide almost a blank check to energy companies. There would be no control over what energy companies could do in terms of if we make the cap available. So I think we have taken this approach. It's guaranteed, as I say, resource to families at €600. You know, I think we have to have certainty as well in terms of how we would deal with energy companies. And I think to give them a blank check at the end of the day would not serve us.
We're likely to hear more from Europe on Friday in relation to what they will be doing in terms of, and what we might do in terms of windfall taxes.
Indeed, that's true. And I suppose we take everything in the round, and we have to take a measured, constructive approach, and we have to take an approach that also keeps an eye to the long term. So that's what's been done in this budget. It's measured, it's short term, but with long term vision as well. So I think in the round, people will see it as it is, a good budget all round.
Okay, Minister for Education, Norman Foley, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Gerry.